It's the Country Hoedown! Well, so hi to our neighbors. This is the young Sheriff Perrin Young speaking on behalf of the United States Navy and saying welcome to the Country Hoedown. Well, so we got a real beauty to handle the singing chores for us this time, and here she comes now. So, fellas, what do you say? Let's pipe her aboard. Miss G. Shepherd.
Everybody has watched you sing on television, so just in case somebody's set was busted and they've never seen how pretty you are, well, let's give them a thumbnail sketch. For instance, how tall are you, Jeannie?
I'm 5'1", Farron.
Uh-huh, with real pretty blonde hair and weigh around 105 pounds. Is that right?
103, Farron.
Well, what do you know? I don't win the cigar, but say, tell us something about yourself. Which one of the 48 states claims you as a native daughter?
Oklahoma. I was born in Falls Valley, Oklahoma, but when I was 11, we all moved to California.
Everybody in Oklahoma?
No, just me and my family.
Well, sir, I think that kind of brings us up to date pretty well. So right now I see we're getting a signal over there for some music. So, fellas, let's give them the old fiddle tune called the Orange Blossom Special.
Thank you.
Say, Jeannie, you know it's real good of you to visit with us here at the Country Hoedown because I know you're a real booster for the Navy nurses.
That's right, Farron. A girl who decides upon a career as a Navy nurse is destined for a lifetime of opportunity. A Navy nurse gets a wonderful chance to travel, to practice nursing here and abroad, on land, sea, and in the air. Those nurses with special training have ample opportunity to use it, and even to take postgraduate courses at leading colleges and universities. And then, in those off-duty hours, there are comfortable living quarters, recreational facilities, and the social life of a naval officer.
And how about the pay, huh? Boy, that's pretty good, too, you know.
The finest. Navy nurses are paid well, and they have wonderful opportunities for promotion and retirement benefits for later life.
So, girls, if you're a registered professional nurse, well, sir, there's no time like the present to see that Navy recruiter and get all the facts. Or if you'd rather write for information, well, sir, just drop a line to Navy Nurse. That's Navy Nurse, Washington 25, D.C.
Now, Farron, I hope you're not going to disappoint the folks here at the Country Hoedown. You are going to sing a song, aren't you?
Ah, sure thing, Jeannie. And matter of fact, I'd like to sing one called Going Steady.
Well, me and my baby are going steady. We ain't married, but we're getting ready to tie the knot. And I'm gonna make her my own. Now that I found her, I'm gonna keep her. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers. She's my baby. She's going steady with me. Well, I've been a honking, talking around about all of my life. But now I got a steady babe, and I'm gonna make her my wife. Can leave her alone. Don't even try to date her on the phone, 'cause she's my baby. She's going steady with me. Well now, sweet baby, let me go and steady. I'll go up and ask your daddy what he thinks if you and I are wed. I love you, and you love me. We're both as happy as we can be, and I hope your daddy will let you go steady with me. Well, we'll get the rings and be on our way to see the preacher man. And when you say I do, sweetheart, I'll slip the ring on your loving hand. Everything's gonna turn out fine. I'll be yours and you'll be mine, 'cause you're my baby. You're going steady with me.
Farron, a minute or two ago, we were discussing the advantages of becoming a Navy nurse. When a young woman wears that smart-looking officer's uniform of the Navy nurse, there's unlimited opportunities ahead. As a Navy nurse, you have the chance to practice nursing in all its phases, helping to care for the men and women of the Navy and Marine Corps, and their families, too.
Yes, sirree, but let's not forget that modern equipment either there, Gene. You know, naval research is constantly developing better methods, especially in the field of the future, like aviation and atomic medicines. And they're not letting any grass grow when it comes to keeping up to the minute, I'll guarantee you.
Right, so girls, if you're a United States citizen between 21 and 39 and a professional registered nurse, go see that man in blue, your local Navy recruiter, or write to Navy Nurse, Washington 25, D.C. You'll be amazed when you discover the wonderful advantages available to you in the Navy Nurse Corps.
You know, Jeannie, after that sage bit of advice, I think the folks would enjoy one of your smooth-sounding songs. Say, which one have you got picked out for us?
I'm going to sing He Loved Me Once, and He'll Love Me Again.
You have stolen, my darling, my letter begins, and I'm writing to tell you how wrong you have been. You may think now he loves you, but you'll find in the end he loves you.
Folks, I wish we had more time to spend with you here at Country Hoedown, but before we go, we surely want to say thanks to Gene Shepherd for coming over to see us.
It was my pleasure, Farron. Any time I can help out the United States Navy Recruiting Service, that makes me very happy. Bye-bye, everybody.
And that's all from the Country Hoedown, sent your way as a public service feature of this station. And we're going to be back around real, real soon, neighbors, with some more top names in the entertainment field, especially for you. We'll have people such as Tex Ritter, Rusty Draper, Carolina Cotton, Merle Travis, Webb Pierce, Ernest Tubb, and many, many others. Meanwhile, this is the young sheriff, Farron Young, speaking for the Navy and reminding you to see your friendly Navy recruiter real soon. And if you're listening to us on your car radio, thanks a million for the lift. And remember, no matter what kind of work you do, there's an important job waiting for you when you join the United States Navy. So see your Navy recruiter today.
Jackie Parker swing around.